Good morning, my friends. Wow, it is so lovely to see so many children here today. All right. What I want you guys to do is I want you to cover your eyes with your hands, but I want you to keep your eyeballs open, but I want you to cover them tight, cover them tight, cover them tight. What do you see?
Nothing.
Darkness maybe, right? Just nothing. All right, now keep your hands over your eyes. All right, keep your eyeballs open. For those of you on the radio, I have a flashlight that I'm about to shine in their faces. Now what do you see?
Red,
maybe you see some light. What do you see? You see red light, right? It was all dark before, but when I shone the flashlight, there was light within the darkness, right? The light from this, well, you can uncover your eyeballs now. The light from this flashlight has pushed through the darkness to get to you. This is what Jesus' birth has done for the world. When the wise men found out about Jesus' birth, Jesus was described as a light that will outshine the darkness that will come upon the world. How do you see Jesus working as a light in your life right now? Through the people you're around. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyone else? All right, that's fine. So, the people you're around, that's a good one. The people you're around do bring you light in your life, and if they don't, maybe you shouldn't be around them. But just remember, when the darkness overcomes and shields your eyes from the light, Jesus' light will push through and through until it gets to you, whether your eyes are uncovered or not. Let's pray. God, thank you for sending Jesus to be the light of the world. Even though darkness may surround us, we know and trust that the light will find us whether we go looking for it or not. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.